Brocolo's Ultimate Transformation by C.H. Rocky. The early evening's full moon cast a yellow hue through the windows and shimmered off all of the relics and artworks that cluttered the artist's studio. Brocolo lay on his deathbed. Above him hung his tinsel stars, giving him subject for sweet contemplation. No person came to say goodbye, yet he began to sense sounds of activity about him like instruments in an orchestra warming up. Each of Rocolo's artworks was preparing to express itself. The sculpture waited to say thank you one more time for being freed from its marble block. A gentle landscape painting wanted to show appreciation for Rocolo, giving her a continued reflection of peace, and the portrait of Ogre Uglesheim wanted to proudly reveal the likable character that lay beneath his grotesque outer image. All in the studio were abuzz with well-wishings for Rocolo's blessed and blissful departure into afterlife. I thank each of you, you have made me feel less alone. Yet, my kinfolk, my romances, and my friends. I do wish they were also here to say goodbye. Though barely ticking himself, the wise old clock that Rocolo had carved comforted him in the voice of his father. Do not be sad. We artworks gathered here will be conduits for those you wish to see, and with your imagination helping, we will make each wish come true. Then from the shadows Rocolo heard a soft lullaby. His carving of a rabbit hummed the lullaby his mother sang to him as a child. Then she came forward saying, "Here is some warm soup, my sweet dear boy, made with love, to nourish you on your way." Tears rolled down Rocolo's wrinkled cheeks. "Oh, Mama, you are the spirit of love itself. I was made from it, and I carry it with me as you asked me to. Thank you, sweet mother." Then Rocolo's unfinished sculpture of a beautiful Venus stepped off her pedestal and came to his side. "I represent your life's romances, and now each of them wishes a kiss goodbye." He tried to sit up and put on a good face, but as he did, his gnarled, wrinkled hands reminded him of his age. "Wait, grant me a moment to make myself young again, and to thank them personally. Perhaps there might be some romantic music and candles to set the mood." Indeed, with his artist's imagination he altered himself temporarily into the fair lad he once was. He beamed when his childhood romance came forth. She was but 12 years old when first they met, but their feelings were as real as could be. They learned what it was to be in love. They married and were happy, until war separated them. The second love came when he was an art student. Their marriage presented them with a new kind of family love that comes with 5 children. Rocolo's heart then grew and grew, 5 times over. His next love was a blessing like an angel, a lifesaver. For Rocolo had lost his family, his home and his want to live. And this angel pulled him up from the deep darkness and loss and let him know that love still existed. The last love was born of friendship and grew into a lasting love. And there was another who remained but a dream. The love he had for each lasted through his life and would never die. And now Rocolo could lay back down, ready for what was ahead. Then echoes of laughter suspended his reverie. It was his childhood teddy bear who anxiously hugged him tight 5 times. "These hugs are from us, Dad. Your children. We're all here," Rocolo exclaimed. "My children. My children. Oh, how I have been blessed by you all. The mere thought of each of you fills me with delight, and I pray that through the art I have done, I'll be able to stay with you always." "That's wonderful, Dad, but right now we have so much to share with you." His children could not contain themselves. They talked of their wishes come true, problems solved, prizes won, and dreams yet to be. On and on they talked and talked until old clock had to intercede. "You must say your goodbyes, for the time is nigh," the children pleaded, "but we have much to speak about and of our own children too." Rocolo quietly smiled. "I must go. I know we'll have occasion to speak and be together again. Goodbye, my children. I love you all. Now and for always." The painting from the hand of his mentor Vincent then spoke, "Wait, before you go I want to say that I am proud of you. You painted from the heart, as did I, and you never let money direct your creativity, you simply shared feelings and passion from inside. Your confirmation as an artist is complete. Pass on without remorse, for your work will express forms of love through the years to come." A calm and soft voice whispered, It is time. Rocolo closed his eyes in peace. He saw a crowned angel holding out her hand to him. I am the angel of your transfiguration. For now, it is the creator who is the artist, and you who are the artwork being transformed. As Rocolo rose hand in hand with the angel through the tinsel stars overhead and then through the vaulted ceiling toward real stars, he became a translucent spirit, afloat in grace and freed from all limitation. After waving a silent goodbye, each visitor departed, and Rocolo's studio dimmed. But one lone candle still burned and one figure remained. It was Ogryuk Slime. His eyes teared as he spoke aloud as best he was able. Rocolo. Me made new by your sons, the brothers too. They kind to me. You kind and say to me, you artist too. Looking on Rocolo's bedside table, Ogryuk Slime noticed a pad of paper and considered, maybe. Maybe I could. He reached out and grasped Rocolo's quill pen in his clawed hand, then whispered. For your friend, I do poem.